Colton, you're unscored upon in four outings since coming back to Lehigh Valley on June 20th. A lot of pitchers don't always say, look at the numbers. It's more about a feel and mechanics. How would you compare your last few outings maybe to what you did in Philadelphia where you spent most of the beginning of the year?
I mean, my past few outings, I mean, I've just been trying to fire the ball in there to try to take command of the zone. I have some pitches I want to work on, but I need to be able to actually execute that. And like my outing yesterday, you know, I threw all fastballs, pretty much one off-speed pitch. So I got to mix that in. But as in, like, numbers and feel, yeah, it's all about feel. I mean, numbers can be stupid at some points, especially early on or low sample size. Like, I had one bad outing here, and I can't look at the numbers. Like, that just ruins it for me. I look at streaks and how I've been throwing recently and how my body feels and just overall, like, just go out there and compete every day. It's nothing. You don't look at your stats right before you go out and be like, oh, can't do this, can't do that. Otherwise, everything's going to blow up, you know? You just got to go out there and get your job done every day.
What are some of those new pitches that you're trying to add to your arsenal and work on while you're here in Lehigh Valley?
It's not so much add. It's more implement. Like, use more, like, early on in counts. Like, I want to use a slider early on. Use a curveball later. Rather than have a curveball that I loop in there for a strike, and then I need to go back to another strikeout pitch, and I throw a curveball again, and I leave it up. I don't want that anymore. I want my curveball to be a strikeout pitch, and I want a slider to be a get-me-over or just a good pitch to keep them off my fastball, because I know I got a good fastball.
So it's more perfecting working counts in a way.
Correct. It's taking advantage of the counts and not just throwing fastballs and fastball counts. So mixing a slider, mixing a changeup. Why not?
Here with Colton Murray on the AT&T pregame show. Dave Brundage the other day called this bullpen the strength of this team, and there is just a boatload of arms, many of which have spent time, like yourself, in Philadelphia this year. And at the big league level, with all the transactions back and forth that have been made between Lehigh Valley and Philadelphia, it seems like there's just an abundance of relief talent. How does that maybe drive you, or do you feed off of it at all, seeing everyone pitching well?
Seeing everyone pitching well, I mean, yeah, you drive off of it. You enjoy going out there. You want to compete. You want to do better than that last guy, but not, like, outperform. You just want to keep the bullpen known for being great. Like, we're giving our team every chance to win a game that we possibly can.
Now, you came back to Philadelphia back on June 20th, or back to Lehigh Valley, excuse me, on June 20th. It was a time where there was a lot of games here for the Pigs. Also, it was a time in which the arms were being used up out of the pen pretty rapidly for Philadelphia because they were losing a lot. Yeah. Did the Phillies organization give you a time frame at all? Because a lot of people initially thought it was temporary.
No, it's not a time frame. I threw 3 days in a row, one inning, one inning, two innings, and they needed a fresh arm. I mean, the starters weren't going deep. So, I mean, when they told me that I was being optioned down, it wasn't for performance or anything like that. It was just they needed a new arm. And I can't look at it as a temporary or something like that. I have to show myself out on the mound. That's all you can do.
You've done that pretty well so far here in Lehigh Valley. Up in Philadelphia, you had an ERA of 5.87 a year ago in eight appearances. This year, we talked about that before, and this year it's up near four, whereas in the minors, your ERA is kind of around three. Clearly, the talent is there, and you showed it the last couple outings. How come maybe in Philadelphia you didn't find the same touch that you found here?
Well, it's not, once again, you can't look at the numbers. I don't even remember how many innings I threw up there, but I had three bad innings in Philly. Three bad innings where I gave up multiple runs in the innings. And after that, I didn't give up a run. There was multiple innings where I felt great, did well. And then, I mean, sometimes if you want to talk about like the talent up there, yeah, there's some good hitters up there. You make a mistake, they hit it far. Yeah. You make a mistake here, they don't hit it as far, unless it's somebody who's known for it. But when it comes, like, I don't know. Up there, the atmosphere's better. You're ready to throw. You want to throw. You want to make everyone happy. But then sometimes things just don't go your way. And once again, it comes down to, okay, well, once if I would have thrown this here or wouldn't have thrown that there, all kinds of things can change.
Talking a lot about strategy. Let's talk a little bit about your mentality, because every scouting report that I've read about you, everyone that I've talked to around the organization says he's got the ultimate reliever's mentality. He's aggressive. He goes out there and he really attacks hitters.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
My college coach used to call it controlled aggression. Like, I used to just be a pissed off guy in the mound, and that kind of took away from command. I would just literally just throw the ball as hard as I could. And then when it comes out being like, if you want to say like perfect relievers mentality, it's I'm not afraid for the hitter to hit the ball 1,000 feet. I'm still going to throw a fastball by you. If I don't throw it by you and you hit it out, I'm throwing it by the next guy. Like, I don't lose that drive, because if I become scared, then bad things happen. So I just go out there thinking I'm going to blow by him. As long as I hit my locations, I'm good.